This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's a big day. Maybe a big night. Feels like picture day here. Everybody's all clean shaven. Marvin shaved his head. Fritzy shaved.
Shaved off my sideburns.
Yeah, you did. A little too high there.
It kept getting a little crooked as I kept trying to even it out. Just a total disaster. Yeah. I have more, like, I don't know, it's just not. It looks like I'm wearing like a little hair hat.
You kept going up.
Didn't go well.
Did you start to shave one sideburn and then all of a sudden that was crooked?
It was part of one sideburn that was crooked. It wasn't all like straight across. So like I tried to fix it with the other part and then I just kept going.
There's a couple of guys in the back. I didn't recognize them. They're all cleaned up, clean shaven. They actually took a shower. Ray, the PA, he has a hat every day. It's picture day Ray. He looks like he's in seventh grade. His mom, you know where your mom is trying to get your hair to lie down and she'll like put some spit on her fingers and you know, slap it down. But Marv shaved his head. You know, win or lose, we celebrate tonight. This is our Academy Awards. People want to know about the Sports Emmys. This is the Academy Awards. This is what this is all about. No red carpet, but we're headed into New York tonight. The party bus is fired up around 3 o'clock today. I did tell the backroom guys that we're not drinking going down. When we get there, there's a two-hour happy hour. It's happy hours. And then we have the ceremony. And then on the way back, win or lose, we celebrate. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Reggie Miller will join us coming up in about 20 minutes from now. Greg Olson, former NFL tight end, now working for Fox, is their lead analyst for the time being. He'll join us a little bit later on. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. You can watch for free our streaming partner and our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the other radio affiliates around the country. Last night, the Boston Celtics dominated the Miami Heat. They even the series at two games apiece. It's a weird feeling you feel like Boston is a far better team than Miami, but they're tied at 2 games apiece. You would think Boston would have the advantage, but 2 of the next 3 games will be in Miami. Last night, the performance, unacceptable by Miami. Although you get to a point, and we've had so many come-from-behind wins, big, big comebacks, and that's because of the three-point shot. Because you either make them or you miss them. And if you miss a few of them, and they make a few of them, then all of a sudden you get on a roll. The Celtics had 5 players in double figures, shot 24 more free throws than Miami, and that contributed to an easy win. The Heat have won 10 of their last 11 home games, but in order to keep that streak alive, the starting five has got to be a whole lot better than it was last night. Nobody in the starting five scored double digits. Miami's beat up. Injuries, no excuse this time of the year. Boston, they were without Marcus Smart and Robert Williams. Injuries on both sides. But if Miami's starting five continues to play like they did last night, this series is going to be over a lot sooner than I thought. I thought Miami in 7, I'll still hold to that. But watching last night, you know, it got to the point where if I'm Miami, or at least I'm Eric Spoelstra, their head coach, I go, okay, we're not going to come back. Because you don't have Tyler Hero. Nobody's playing well. And normally you would say, like the Celtics in the previous game, they kept everybody in. They were trying to win that game and almost did. But I wonder at what expense. Eric Spoelstra was just saying, hey, you guys sit on the bench. Let's talk about what we're going to do when we go back home. This is a big L. This program is brought to you by M-Drive, supplements for driven guys. Supports healthy testosterone levels, boost energy. Visit mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Not ready to slow down? Get M-Drive. Our stats of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Seton O'Connor, poll question today.
Pulling your starters from the game or getting blown out in the playoffs is smart strategy, super lame.
It's super lame for me watching the game because I'm like, can you give me some entertainment? How about this? This will never happen, but let's just propose this. Let's say if you lose by 25 points or more, the next game you start, you're down 5-0. What do you think?
Spillover?
Yeah. Yeah, spillover. Yes, Eden.
What if you are getting blown out and you leave your starters in throughout the whole game, then the next game you start up 5 points?
Okay.
That you're rewarded for keeping your starters in.
I like your idea. You're penalizing quitting.
Well, it's about quitting. It is.
In a short fashion. How about a new designation? Instead of a blowout, it's called a tap out. Because that was a tap out by the Heat in the second half.
Okay.
That's good. I like your idea.
I understand the strategy. Greg Popovich used to do this all the time. He'd go, come on, guys, sit down. Wait, we want to see the Stars play. Well, it's February. I don't care. We're sitting down. We lost. All right. Playoffs, though, it felt like you got to at least give it a shot there. But Jimmy Butler's not 100%. Tyler Hero didn't get to play. I mean, they're a banged-up roster. I mean, you're trying to hold them together to go back home, get a win, put a little pressure on Boston going back home, and then you still have Game 7 at home in your back pocket. By the way, coming up tonight, Warriors at the Mavs Game 4. Reggie will join us. He's going to be on the call for that. Yes, Marv?
Also, another poll question. Could this be the least competitive 7-game series ever? Every game has just been a blow of some sort.
I don't know. This isn't great basketball, but you could still have a great series. But, you know, at least you're having, well, this last game wasn't. But these dips, these highs and these lows, I mean, this is unprecedented how this is happening. But you go back to the three-point shot. That's why you have the opportunity to have so many comebacks. Because you get on a roll, and then you can make up 15 points. And it feels like Golden State was the first to do this. That opened my eyes. It's like, they're not out of it. All it took was a couple of jumpers by Clay, 1 by Draymond, 3 by Steph, and then all of a sudden, Golden State's back in it. Yeah, Marv.
Third quarter Warriors. The Blazers, when they played them in the Western Conference Finals, the Blazers were up every single game at halftime. And then they, you know, Clay and Steph decided – No, that's enough of you guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dame.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
It would have been great last night if Udonis Haslem got in for the Heat. Yeah. Is he like, I think he's
my age.
He's 41 years old.
Yeah.
42 next month. He's basically like a coach who has a player designation.
Yeah.
He might be wearing street clothes under his sweats for all we know.
Veteran leadership only he can provide.
I know. What's he provide? Veteran leadership.
Veteran leadership off the bench.
No. Eric Spoelstra, Miami Heat head coach, after the loss.
They came out and jumped us. You know, I think probably more than anything, our offense, you know, really hurt us at the beginning. We just weren't getting the kind of purposeful execution, you know, that you need to on the road. And then they were able to just kind of get some relief points from that and then get to the free throw line. And they jumped out to that lead. And it just kind of, that was the story for the rest of the game.
I would just want to ask Coach, at what point did you say, we can't win this? Just tell me the time. Like second quarter, third quarter, at what point do you say, hey, we're not going to win this? Do you say anything to your team? Do you have to say anything to your team? Miami, at one point, in the first 8 minutes, had 1 point. Lowest total by any team in a playoff game in the last 25 years. The starters scored 18 points.
All of them?
All of them. The fewest points by starters in any postseason game in the last 40 years.
Stat of the day, stat of the day,
bop.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Miami Heat starters made one more three than I did last night. Yes, Seton.
How does that happen? How does it happen that just everybody collectively can't shoot?
I don't know.
Or like can't score. Like nobody can get to the hoop. How does that happen?
I don't know. You know, it's that Boston defense.
Swarming.
Yes, Todd.
But just the game before in Boston, it was like 16-4 Heat to start the game.
Yeah.
You would think at least one starter would be able to score 18 to 20 points.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Paulie?
There's some weird percentages here. The Celtics shot 23% from three. The Heat shot 40% from three. But the Heat shot 57% from the free throw line. The Celtics shot 85%.
Well, plus the Celtics shot so many free throws there as well. What else do you have, Seton?
Would you rather have none points or 1 point there?
Wait, so shut out for the first 8 minutes?
Yeah, because now what you're seeing is you got to the line, but you only made one.
I'd rather have one than a donut up there. But
neither's great.
No, it's not. That's bad basketball last night.
Another option for you. This one's from Paulie off a story breaking right now.
Ooh.
Can you go out to the club after a playoff loss? Ooh. Hell yes, hell no.
Ooh. Okay. The Florida Panthers. By the way, why did the Florida Panthers get the state of Florida? Pick a city. Right? Pick a city. They're the Green Bay Packers. They're not the Wisconsin Packers. Pick a city.
Marlins did this.
Yeah.
For a while.
Miami Marlins. Yeah. Well, Florida said, hey, don't blame us.
Yeah.
Don't put all this blame on us. Why don't you pick a city? Okay, we'll pick Miami.
Yeah, Florida needs to rebrand after that.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't. Tampa pick Tampa. I mean, come on. I don't even know. Are Panthers indigenous to Florida?
Oh, some of those mountains down there.
I think they saw those at the strip club.
No.
Foreshadowing.
Minimum four bloops.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. So the Tampa Bay Lightning swept the Panthers. Panthers had a great year. They were, I think, the highest scoring offense in the NHL. They got shut down by Tampa Bay. But the Panthers lost on Sunday, and then they were blown out 5-1. Then they went to a strip club, reportedly. I love that our radio partners down in Tampa, there was a show that said, we don't break news. But we have great sources from the strip club that the Panthers were out at this Tampa strip club. They were out until like 3 in the morning, and then they lost last night. Yes, Paul.
Now, according to our radio station down there, it wasn't like a team activity. The coach didn't take everyone out to the club.
Oh, okay.
It was a handful of Panthers players.
Mm.
But the Panthers, some of the players denied it, and another media outlet down there said, nah, we double-checked, and you're at the club.
Yes, Todd.
You can't be high-sticking in a situation like that. If you're not winning in a playoff game, come on. Questionable?
That felt like a Miami Heat first quarter performance there. Bloop, bloop.
A two-minute minor.
Yeah.
Two-minute minor?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Do they have two-minute minors?
I don't know. I don't think they do.
I think they're two-minute majors.
Two-minute majors, yeah.
Is a two-minute penalty a major?
Yes, Paul.
Can you go out at all after a playoff loss? Let's say...
Not to a strip club.
Okay, take strip club out of it. Let's say just seven or eight Florida Panthers players said, we're going to blow off some steam. We just got rolled. We got a game to... Did you have a game the next day? There was no off day in between. That's a big factor people are upset about. No off day.
Yeah.
Can you go out for drinks?
I think you can go out for drinks.
After a loss?
Win or lose, we celebrate, Paulie. Like tonight. When we don't win, we could go out to the club.
Can we go to the club?
Yes, we can. We can go out to the club. Win or lose, we celebrate. But it's the... It'd be like other shows looking, like SportsCenter... You know, if they saw that we were out or sources, let's say we won, and then they would be like, oh, yeah, I hear they went to the club afterwards. Or, you know, pardon the interruption. Yes, Todd.
It's a bad look for a team to go out publicly and be in a bar or a club or something like that. You're in the middle of chasing the cup, and even if things aren't going your way or it looks like you're about to get eliminated, you know, if you want to go to somebody's house or meet up in a hotel room, I think that's something you do if you need to have drinks. It doesn't need to be where the public can take pictures of you doing it.
Oh, I agree. You can't be at a strip club. You just can't. You may want to go. You may say, well, we'll never get this chance again. Season's over. Let's go out to the club. You could go and hang out. But you have to understand what it's going to look like. You got swept. You can't be at a strip club. Now, tonight you can, or last night you could, but not then. Yes, Marv.
So that was going to be my question. In the middle of a series, no. After you get eliminated, sure. Because you can't, in between games three and four, it's not like the NBA where you have three or four games.
Let's say they didn't play last night. You went to the strip club Sunday night, off night, and then a game tonight.
Yes, you can see Peaches and Tata Lalicious.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you have an off day to recover, and then you can go play.
All right. Yes, Paulie.
It really would have helped the Panthers if they won game four and didn't get shut out.
Yeah.
Because if you go to the strip club, you win, it's a cute story. It's less, and then if you win the next game, then it's like a, you know, it's like a rally lap dance.
Rally monkey.
Yeah.
Yes, see.
It's like if they went on to win the whole Stanley Cup, they would be a team of legend. You know what I mean? The partying and they almost like a cowboy up kind of thing, you know, sort of like those Red Sox teams.
Let's take a break. Reggie Miller is calling in. A few things to talk to Reg about, including tonight's game four with the Mavs and the Warriors. We're going to have a sweep, a gentleman's sweep. We'll talk to Reg and get his thoughts. Also, Juwan Howard saying he doesn't want to be interviewed for the Lakers job. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs or you're considering retirement, probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolio and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, you can't afford to make mistakes. You're not going to do it alone because I'm going to tell you about Stifel Financial Advisors. For over 130 years, they've been helping clients just like you create personalized retirement plans and many options for claiming Social Security. Implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the beginning. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel Financial Advisor at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com. Stifel Nicholas and Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Settle on a poll question. Phone calls always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Reggie Miller will be on the call tonight with Kevin Harlan and Stan Van Gundy. Western Conference Finals. It'll be game 4 in Dallas at 9 Eastern on TNT. Before we get to that, Reg, thanks for joining us. It's a big night. Win or lose, we celebrate tonight. Just want to let you know that you will be there with us in spirit at the Sports Emmys.
We are the champions, my friend. Look, they cannot stop denying greatness. And gentlemen,
they have.
We are great.
They have, Reg.
They have, but they cannot keep on doing it. That's my point.
Okay.
They have now.
All right.
But tonight is the night, Theodore, right? We're popping bub. I am going to have me a bottle of Dom on air, okay?
No.
I want you to text me after we win, and I'm going to have the camera pan to me, and I am popping this bub on air.
Okay, it's going to be about 45 minutes after tip-off when we're going to hear if we've won or not. Just letting you know, around 9:45 Eastern.
I'll let my producer know. It is on.
Okay.
We are the champions, okay?
All right. Can you go out to a strip club after you've lost a game in the playoffs and you have a game the next night?
Well, there's two schools. Well, tell me what the series is what?
3-0.
Like what am 3-0 we're up or 3-0
no, down.
We're down?
Down 3-0. It was Florida Panthers. They lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning. So they just came off a loss. It's 5-1. They reportedly went out to a strip club, and then they got shut out last night, got eliminated first round. So okay, no off day.
There's two schools of thoughts here.
Okay.
Either, number one, you have 1 foot on Air Canada or Air Cancun right now. Yeah. You have 1 foot on Air Cancun, and you're like, we're down 3-0. It's over. Let's go have some fun, gentlemen. Or, number two, we've tried everything else, being isolated and, you know, being hunkered down for the playoffs, and that did not work. Let's break the ice, have some fun, and try to get one game. Maybe that was the school of thought.
Okay.
If you're asking me, no, you cannot go to a strip club during the playoffs when you're down, but those could be the two schools of thoughts that these guys are probably thinking.
Well, it's like when Jordan went to Atlantic City and then came back after gambling until 2:30 in the morning. New York Times wrote about it, but Michael won. Therefore, it was okay. If he had lost, then they probably would have been pretty harsh on him.
In today's age of social media with Instagram, TikTok, and everything is instant, very difficult to do. It would have been interesting if social media was back in our day. Because I'm sure there's a lot of things that I look back on now and was like, oh, nope, can't do that. No, can't do that. Oh, wish I could do that, but can't. It's very difficult in today's age to do some of the things that I was allowed to get away with. But
the Bulls were down 0-2, Reg. Jordan goes to Atlantic City, comes back after the article comes out, and the Bulls win 4 straight.
So then we should all go to Atlantic City being down 0-2. It is okay to go to a strip club down 0-3.
I want to be like
what
Mike.
If they come back?
Yeah, I want to be like Mike. Okay.
I want to be like Mike.
I'm watching the game last night. And at some point, Eric Spoelstra has to say to his starting five, we're not gonna be competitive tonight. We're not going to play anymore. How do you say that to your team? How would you feel if Eric Spoelstra said, Reg, got to sit down. We're not going to win this game. Let's get ready for game five in Miami.
Truthfully, he probably didn't have to say it to those guys. They probably went to Eric Spoelstra and said, Coach, I think I'm going to be holding a clipboard next to you the rest of the second half. This series, it reminds me a lot of my series versus the Knicks in the 90s. Both teams excellent defensively, and every possession is like a game within a game. It's a battle. And I think if you were Miami coming into game three, with the series tied 1-1, you just wanted to even the series up and regain home court advantage, which they did. Mm-hmm. And I think they left a lot on the table in that game. And this was a throwaway game, right? We already recaptured home court. So whatever happens, happens. We will see a much better effort by Miami in game five because the series is tied 2-2, and we know the winner of game five generally wins the series, 77% of the time. So obviously we'll see a better effort back in South Beach by Miami. But let's face it, they just threw this game away because they had already recaptured home court.
You had no problem then with them sort of mailing it in and just we'll regroup for game five.
They play so hard at the defensive end. It's hard to expend that kind of energy. And I know, you know, there's less than 48 hours, you know, before the next game, but it's difficult, you know, when you live possession by possession, and as great as Jimmy Butler is, and the injuries are mounting up for both teams, it's tough to, you know, go 100 miles an hour for 48 minutes when they play like that. It's not like it's Golden State, where the offense is flowing, there's ball movement. It's not that. This series is going to be won in the trenches. And it's going to be fun to watch Game 5 because it's really going to be last man standing. If you look at both of these rosters and what's, you know, major players, you know, having to overcome adversity and play. So it's fun to watch, but it's fun to see, like, who's really in it, right? Theodore, like, who's really tough enough to finish this out? That's why I'm intrigued by this series.
Okay, who do you think would give the Golden State Warriors, should they advance, a better challenge in the NBA Finals?
Both.
Because, well, you got to pick one.
Great defensively.
Yeah, but pick one. Who has the better chance to beat Golden State?
Okay, I will say this. I still believe Miami is going to win that series. But who would give Golden State a better series? I think Boston, because they have more offensive weapons.
Okay.
I'm not in love. Jimmy Butler, to me, is the only main offensive weapon for Miami. But you got Tatum, you got, you know, Jaylen Brown. You got two guys that could absolutely score the basketball. I think that would be probably a better series versus Golden State. But I don't think they're going to be able to get by Miami. I could be wrong, but I'm not getting off the Uncle Jimmy bandwagon.
If you're Golden State, are you all in to win this game? Or do you say, let's see what we can do, and if we feel like it's slipping away, then we'll regroup and we'll head back home and win this in five?
I think that'll be the approach. But if you're Steve Kerr and the Warriors, you know for a fact that East series is going at least six. And you've got some banged up players. Otto Porter Jr. went down last game. Andre Iguodala has not played in this series. And Gary Payton II, because of the elbow injury, has not played. So if you can find a way to win this in sweep in four, you buy time for those guys to get better. But on the flip side, you're up 3-0. It's human nature to let your foot off the gas and say, you know what? Worst case scenario, we have two or three games at home if something was to happen to win this series. We could very much well win this in five games back home and reward our fans by clinching this series in our building. I could see that happening, but this is where you fall into a trap because you're a twisted ankle away from something happening. That's why you try to put all your eggs in to sweep in a team, but people don't understand how difficult it is to win two times on an opposing team's floor back-to-back, which Golden State is trying to do.
Reggie Miller, the Hall of Famer, is on the call tonight, Western Conference Finals. It starts at 9 Eastern on TNT with Kevin Harlan, Stan Van Gundy. This is how it sounded last game with Reggie on the call with Kevin Harlan.
Brunson defends, snaps it outside to Wiggins. Goes by Bullock.
Oh!
Drops the sledgehammer!
Oh,
but they're going to wipe it away.
They called it an offensive foul. Wow. Oh, my goodness. I've got to see this again.
What'd you make of that call there, Reg?
Mark Davis, the official, he dropped the ball. because there's that should have been an and one. And for them to take 10 minutes to replay and go back and then overturn it, again, it didn't take away from it because it was such a spectacular finish and dunk by Andrew Wiggins. But it easily could have been marred because if Steve Kerr didn't have his challenge – to be able to challenge it, it wouldn't have counted, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Mark Davis dropped the ball because that was an absolute, that's the dunk, could be the dunk of the year.
Okay,
it's
is that better
the dunk
than
of the playoffs.
Better than John Morant's?
Wow. Yeah, because it's deeper in the playoffs, you know? It's, yeah. If you look at that play, look where he started from.
Yeah.
I mean, he is 2 or 3 feet extended from the charge circle. Unbelievable effort. Yeah, I would have to say it's better than Ja Morant.
Luka tried
and,
to...
And on top of that, and the sad thing about it is you've got two premier players doing it. Andrew Wiggins, and it wasn't like he was doing this on Maxi Kleber or Davis Bertāns. That's Luka underneath there. That's Luka.
Yeah, in name only. He doesn't have the athleticism to be going up there.
No, he doesn't. But it's a name player. It's a body.
Yeah.
It's a body. You could say that was Luka Doncic underneath there.
Okay, can the Mavs win with this roster? Can they win a championship with this roster?
No.
What would you add in the offseason?
I think you need, first of all, you got to find a way to sign Jalen Brunson if that's what your plan is, because he's the number two as we currently speak on this team. And you've got to get more consistent shooting. And I love me some Reggie Bullock, but you can't go 0 for 10, 0 for 7 for 3 if you're Maxi Kleber. You can't go 0 for 5 from 3. I mean, those guys were 0 for 12. And this team is predicated on knocking down threes. So more consistency, and you've got to bring in a fringe superstar to be able to play with Luka. I applaud them for getting to the conference finals with this roster. I mean, this is the same team that beat the overall number one team, Phoenix Suns, by like 40 points in Game 7 on their floor. So I applaud them for even getting this far. Yeah. Could they win a championship with this roster? No, and I think the further you go in the playoffs, Theodore, you know this, cream rises, right? And your warts and your faults, they start to rise to the surface, and we're kind of seeing that right now with the Mavericks.
If you were playing against Steph Curry and he shimmied and turned his back after he, you know, took a three-pointer, chewing on his mouthpiece, how would that go over, Reg, if you're guarding Steph Curry and he did that stuff?
There was a player I played against who was somewhat similar to this, and I to this day I tell people he was my hardest cover, and I hated him. Because
let's try to guess. Paulie, you want to guess?
The name that popped in my head was Nick Van Exel.
All right. I'm going to go Nick Van Exel. I'm going to go Vernon Maxwell.
No. He had the game, but he had the game.
Okay.
Those guys didn't have the game.
Okay, Marv?
I'm going to go Drazen Petrovic.
Ooh.
There it is.
Oh, ding, 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 ding. Whoa.
Drove me absolutely mad with his antics.
Okay.
Because he was so good at scoring the basketball right in my face and talking junk right in my ear. And it just drove me crazy. And God bless Steph. And I love it. I love the antics.
Wait, you would have no problem if he embarrassed you like that?
Yes, I'm telling you, I had a problem with Drazen Petrovic. And I would have a problem, but if you're that good, do something about it. That's what Drazen used to say. Do something about it. Do something about it. And there was a lot of times there wasn't a lot I could do about it. So if you're upset with it, do something about it. See, here's the problem. In the 90s, you would get love tapped. All that stuff, you know, he was doing, I would just tell my Davis boys, I'm gonna let him beat me. I probably wouldn't say I'm gonna let him beat me. He would have beat me anyway. And I would say, send him a message, and they would have sent a message. In today's game, you can't do that because everything goes to the review and the flagrant one, and you can't hit anyone above the shoulders. There would be love taps being delivered. You can't do that in today's game. So Steph can shimmy and shake all he wants because there's no repercussions.
If Steph wins another title, this time without KD, let's say he's MVP of the finals. Now we're getting into rarefied air. Now you're knocking on the door.
There's a door. There's levels of doors in the upper echelon.
Okay, you know, top 10 door. Does he open the top 10 door of all time with another title and finals MVP?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Then who comes out of the top? Who has to leave?
No one comes out.
Wait,
but
he's going into the top 10, so somebody's got to come out.
What? Oh, so there's only 10 people in this upper
in the club,
door.
In the VIP area.
Who would come out? Okay, well, let's decide who the 10 are. Obviously, Jordan, Russell, Kobe, Duncan, Shaq.
Bird Magic,
is that 7? Okay.
Wilt, is he in there?
Is Wilt over Hakeem? Is Hakeem in this?
Well, I love Hakeem, so I would have him.
Me
as,
too. I would have him in there, too.
But he's not in the top 10. He's not listed as the top 10.
All right, we're at a hard 7 right
Paulie,
now.
Paulie, what's the 10?
Like consensus?
Yeah, consensus top 10.
Shaq's in there. A lot of people have Tim Duncan. A lot of people have Kobe Bryant.
No, Duncan should be in there. And Kobe.
Yeah, we have. I've said all those.
Larry Bird.
We're at a hard 7 right now.
So you got Jordan, Russell.
Boy, okay, here's a question. Is Kate? Oh, LeBron. Excuse me, LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron is in there.
Duh, LeBron. Oops. 8.
Yeah.
Oops, LeBron. That's 8.
Jerry West, Oscar Robertson.
Both only have 1 championship.
Who else is in there, Paulie?
That's pretty much less. Like you, Magic. When you start getting Hakeem and Jerry West, you're now in the.
I don't think you 11 can do a to 20. Hard 10. Here's a guy who will have won 4, 2-time league MVP.
Is he in the top 10? If he does that,
1-time Finals MVP.
Yeah.
And the distinction of the greatest, and it's no debate, the greatest shooter of all time. I've got to say he would be in that discussion of the top 10.
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. I think Bird might be expendable.
Have you been watching Winning Time? Are you kidding me?
Look, I love
Absolutely
Bird.
Absolutely not.
It's longevity.
There's some people by default that can never get out of the top 10.
Are you taking Duncan out? You taking Kobe or Magic?
Nope.
Shaq?
Nope. By default, they're in. Okay. Magic, Bird, because they will forever be linked, will forever be in because they changed. And they've made sure we have all prospered afterwards. Michael will never be out. Russell will never be out. And I think Duncan will never be out. Shaq can never be out. Kobe can never be out.
Yes, Paulie.
Kobe Bryant has 1 league MVP and 5 titles.
5 titles.
Steph Curry's
1-time scoring champ.
Steph Curry, would, if he won this year, let's say, he would have 4 titles, 2 league MVPs.
A unanimous
and
one.
And a finals MVP.
Yeah.
But wasn't Kobe 2-time finals MVP?
Yes.
Boom, baby.
Right.
Can never be out.
All right. That's a good. Let's see if he gets there.
Yeah, there's a lot of work still to be done.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Starting tonight on TNT, 9 Eastern. I'll text you.
Poppin' Bob, baby. Poppin' Dumb. Poppin' Dumb.
I'll text you. We'll be at the strip club. Win or lose, we celebrate. That's our motto.
Oh, give Mandy 100 under the garden and tell her we're popping bub.
Now, we go for a budget, like a budgetary strip club.
Not if we win. No. We got to think big. See, that's the problem. We haven't been thinking big, gentlemen.
Thank you, Reg. Have fun tonight.
Appreciate you guys. All Love right. you.
That's Reggie Aloysius Miller Jr. III. If that would actually happen, where we win and we text him, and then he pops some champagne, that would be awesome. Let's take a break. Play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
And the 1-2 delivery is hit hard and deep to left field. Get up! Get up! And it is gone! A walk-off grand slam home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
That's courtesy of KMOX, Cardinals Radio Network, the walk-off grand slam. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the old-time greats. The only place to collect them all is Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the DP Show. For instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more, start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Had a write-in motto for Win or Lose, We Celebrate. I just had a another one that says Win or Lose, We Booze. I don't know if you guys are okay with that. Win or lose, we celebrate. Win or lose, we booze. Yes, Eden.
I'm going to stick with win or lose, we celebrate. Okay. I appreciate the creativity, okay, but I'm going to stick with celebrate.
People are with us tonight.
Yeah.
They're with it. They might be against us, but they're with us right now. Yes, Paul.
Is this like the Super Bowl? You know, they have a ballroom rented for the winning team and the losing team. Both teams have like a ballroom rented at their respective hotels. If someone tonight could be like Gronk, and if we lost, be out there dancing, having fun, like still living it up.
Yeah, I was thinking of who do we get for the after party. I was going to check in with Post Malone, see if maybe he wanted to perform.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, Posty.
Yeah.
Great.
If we win, Drake will be there. He shows up to the winning locker
room. Oh, he does?
Always at the winning locker
room.
Okay. He'll be there.
I think there's actually a Drake curse. That if he shows up in your locker room, you lose.
Yeah.
We don't want Drake on our side.
Oh,
remember when Drake went to Kentucky's Midnight Madness and he was shooting hoops? And I went, I'm better than that
guy.
He's
in the layup line.
Yeah, that's not good. When, hey, pick out the guy who's not a basketball player. Oh, right there. Drake. Let's see. Terry in Rochester. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, Terry. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Dan, I'm sorry.
Are you
hey,
at a man. Wildlife preserve?
No, I'm sorry, man. I was on a speakerphone.
Oh.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to call about that last call you got yesterday, man. The guy that his friend had 6 months to live.
Yeah.
I can hear the compassion in your voice when you were talking to that guy, Dan. That's why we listen to your show, man. That's why we've been following you for over 30 years, man. You're a true sweetheart, Dan. We love you here in Rochester, New York. In my opinion, you are to the sports broadcasting world what Betty White was at Hollywood, man. And this is why we listen, Dan. No matter what happens tonight, East Coast will be listening to you at 9 a.m. in the morning. Thanks, Dan.
Well, thank you, Terry. No, you know, this is what I love. This is what I've always wanted to do. You can take TV, but radio is personal. That's intimate, and I love that. That you let me into your car, let me into your home, and we're part of your day. We do not take that for granted. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan and Dan. It's tonight. You guys are going to be winners. I believe in you guys. It's going to be win, and we celebrate. We can drop the lose, I believe. I don't want to jinx y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But win, and we celebrate. Real quick question, and I do have a stat of the day. Are we going to see any live footage on the gram or on YouTube of the party bus time, whether going down or coming back up?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. Andrew, awesome. I won't have time for your stat of the day because we're going to be up against the commercial break. But thank you for calling in. If you want to call next hour with a stat of the day, we'll try to squeeze that in. But yeah, we'll have some pictures. We'll put something up on the gram. Win or lose, we booze. Win or lose, we celebrate. 1 hour in the books, two more to go on this Tuesday Dan Pat Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody.
and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.